following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
All right, that line that Victor says to you every day, closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's frustrating when the reality impaired to whom we refer are elected Republicans in Wisconsin. But that is where we start this hour of the Jerry Bader Show. I want to just read a little bit. Brian Fraley has a piece at Right Wisconsin. I want to read just a little bit of it, and then we're going to bring a guest on to talk about this. Brian's headline, "Are Governor Scott Walker's tax cuts in jeopardy?" Allow me to answer that non-rhetorical question with a yes. Then he has a quote, which is from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. "Assembly Republicans overwhelmingly support the proposed tax cuts. We want to pass the governor's plan ASAP so as to return these dollars to the taxpayers. It is the Assembly's prerogative to introduce legislation and make it available to the public for input. The last session bills on property tax relief went before the Joint Finance Committee and the Senate less than a week after the governor's announcement. We're not going to wait for the Senate when tax cuts are a top priority for Assembly Republicans. That was not quite a declaration of war with the Senate GOP by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, but it certainly was a shot across the bow. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald is clearly upset over the Assembly's decision to eschew negotiations with the Senate and move forward with the governor's proposed tax cuts. It's not appropriate, and it's not the way we operate the legislature," Fitzgerald told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. "What's the problem? Senator Mike Ellis likes to play dealmaker, and he knows this issue may be his last opportunity to do so. The cantankerous Nina Republican," by the way, Brian is not a fan of Mike Ellis, "the cantankerous Nina Republican has been in the legislature for 43 years. Because of the historic dysfunction within the Senate Republican caucus, Mike Ellis is their de facto leader. Presently, he's leading a small but vocal group of colleagues who do not favor the governor's tax cut plans. Some want more money to be spent on K-12 education. Some want to tinker with the property tax cut. Others want changes made to the income tax cut. Others want to spend a bit more of the nearly $1 billion in newly projected state revenues on pet projects. All of them, led by Ellis, are standing in the way of the sweeping tax cuts." Joining us now to talk more about this is David Flatimo of Americans for Prosperity of Wisconsin. David, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, all right. Does Brian have this right? Is Mike Ellis the fly in the ointment here, is from what you can see at Ground Zero?
Well, we all know that Mike Ellis, the Senate president, has quite a bit of sway over what happens and what doesn't happen in the Senate chambers. And right now, word around Madison is that the Senate is in no rush to take this up. They don't think it's a priority. And once again, we're faced with all these issues, and Mike Ellis kind of holds the key to making sure that it goes forward or not.
When you say it's not seen as a priority, here is what I have seen written, that Ellis and the others who are going to buck this say that these tax cuts are not a priority with Wisconsinites. I think that's obscene.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we obviously represent 130,000 activists here in Wisconsin, but there's a lot bigger group of people who want their money back. You know, the state of Wisconsin set forth a budget last summer, $70 billion to run the government for 2 years. We think that's more than enough. The state collected an extra $1 billion in revenue. I think it's a no-brainer. I think you send it back to the people, and the people of Wisconsin agree with me. I mean, they're rearing to get this money back. The changes to the income tax withholdings are going to start hitting their paychecks immediately, And they don't want the government holding on to their money. And anytime there's a delay in tax cuts, I always get concerned because the probably reason is because they want to spend it.
Governor Scott Walker was quoted yesterday, David, as saying he is willing to tweak his proposal a little bit. In the way you have been following this debate, how far do you think he's willing to go versus what it appears some in the Senate want?
Well, I don't think he's willing to go necessarily that far, but, you know, there's been some ridiculous proposals put around out here. One of the provisions in this is there's about $100 million that would go into the rainy day fund, the budget stabilization fund. One of the more ridiculous things I've heard is just keep that money in the general purpose budget, because when it goes into the rainy day fund, it looks like spending and it hits the structural deficit. And that's just silly. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. It's basically putting your money in your checking account or your savings account. And I think this matters to most people. If you're going to hold up a $800 million-plus dollar tax cut package, you can't hold it up over something ridiculous like that.
Now, my take, as we're talking with David Flatimo of Americans for Prosperity, Wisconsin, Ellis seemed to like the property tax cuts. And maybe you can give me a feel what from your organization and what you've sensed. And I'm going to take the temperature of the audience after we talk. But the sense that I've gotten from listeners is the property tax cuts are probably the most popular of everything the governor proposed.
Yeah, Wisconsin is burdened with some of the highest property taxes in the country. And this goes after one of the main drivers of that, which is the tech colleges. The tech colleges are the last unelected boards in Wisconsin that are able to raise property taxes. Everything else is held accountable by an elected official. This puts some of the more of the power back in the hands of the legislature to control spending and takes a good chunk of that off the property tax rolls. And that helps everybody, all homeowners across the board, all ages, all income brackets. We think that's one of the most powerful tools that they have right now in this tax cut package.
I want to share some more from what Brian Fraley wrote. Some senators say they feel no sense of urgency to act. They believe the newly discovered revenue projections can materialize and accumulate, and that by doing nothing, the state's fiscal condition will improve. What's your response to that?
Well, I think our state's fiscal situation is improving because we've been cutting taxes. This will be the third tax cut in less than a year. The revenue projections continually show that our economy is getting back on track. We're collecting more taxes, even though we're cutting them. And I think if we do it again and inject more money into the economy and show the business community that we're serious about job creation, it's just going to continue to grow and grow and grow. And if we have to keep on doing these tax cuts, let's keep on doing them. Let's not wait around and keep the money sitting around and worry about when the best political time is and all these other worries. Let's just get it done, get the money back out, and wait for the next round of revenue projections.
All right, so if someone's listening and they're frustrated by this, they fully support the governor's tax cuts, they see that the assembly is on what they would consider to be the right course, where do you apply the pressure here? Scott Fitzgerald to get his caucus in order?
Well, obviously, you know, he's majority leader, but obviously in your listening area, like we've been talking about, yeah. Senator Mike Ellis, we're encouraging people to call his office and urge him to move forward, move quickly. Senator Coles is another key player in all of this. And then for your listeners in Wausau, Senator Jerry Petrowski, a very influential member of the state Senate, and he can have a huge influence on whether or not these get slowed down or sped up. So, you know, they've been talking about no urgency, and obviously we represent a lot of Wisconsinites who feel the urgency. We're encouraging all those people to contact their offices, contact their state senators, get them on record, find out where they're willing to push forward on this.
We're also on in Sheboygan, so don't forget Joel Ibom.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, you know, that's big, though, because, you know, we are fortunate, as you just pointed out, in the listening area of this show and the cities from which we broadcast, Sheboygan, Wausau, and Green Bay, into the Fox cities, you've mentioned them all. Jerry Petrowski in Wausau, Rob Coles, Mike Ellis, Joel Ibom. So if you listen to this show, there, you know, those are four Republican state senators that represent you, that you can really pressure to get this done. In the end, here's my prediction. I'll just let you have the last word on this. I think Scott Walker is going to get most of what he wants, but we're going to have a lot of ego play before we get there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. All right, David Flatibo, thanks a lot. Appreciate you joining us.
Okay, thank you very much.
You bet. Now we're going to throw it out to you. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Mike Ellis, and I'm going to tell you, no small contingent of other Republican state senators, don't think getting this money back is a priority to you. I want to hear your thoughts on that. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 9:15.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.